It's a cold winter morning. Honey White bundles up her two young kids and treks out into their South Philly backyard.
Yeah, you want a four?
One bun.
Ah! Whoa! Whoa! What is that again, Heiko?
It's oil.
They're pouring used cooking oil from a small water bottle into a big drum. White is Indonesian by birth, and like many people in her immigrant community, she uses a lot of cooking oil. A lot.
We're using it to fry tempeh, we're using it to fry tofu, chicken, and even we fry vegetable with that.
Until recently, that used cooking oil went down kitchen sinks, where it clogged pipes and risked massive blockages in sewer systems. Now, Honey White's cooking oil, along with that from other Indonesian kitchens, takes a different, innovative path. It ends up here.
Basically, what I'll do is I'll just explain to you guys how everything works here. It's not really that complicated of a situation. What we do is we take your oil.
White and other members of Philadelphia's Indonesian community are walking in a slow circle inside a chilly building, past huge vats of oil. We're in South Philly at Eden Green Energy. The local recycler sucks the used oil out of the barrels once they're full and brings it here to be processed. White is with the Indonesian Diaspora Network of Greater Philadelphia and helped launch this pilot recycling program with the Environmental Protection Agency. It puts the used oil on a path to creating green energy.
Usually we just throw it out with the trash, or we just throw it out on the pipe, and then we realize it's clogging up the pipe. And between women and mothers, we start talking and like, yeah, we actually need some kind of a way that we can trash it safely.
The program grew organically, says Lena Kim, who works for the EPA. When she heard Indonesian women complaining about the cost of fixing clogged pipes, she knew she could help.
At that time, EPA was focusing more on a push to do outreach to communities that had less information on the environment. So things clicked in my mind, and I thought, wait a minute, this is a perfect opportunity to do some outreach and information, give them info on how to treat their cooking oil.
Kim says there's no other residential cooking oil recycling program like this in the city.
What the water department said, which was great, was we do this for commercial. It's required commercially where they have a certain percentage that's recycled. But residentially, EPA, hey, if the community wants to try this, we would love it and let us know how it goes.
About a dozen collection barrels like the one in White's backyard are sprinkled around the South Philly neighborhoods where Indonesians live. Most are in places of worship. Kim says anyone can bring their used oil to the barrels, as long as they come at the appropriate times.
We collect used cooking oil, we dewater it and take the solids out, and once that's done, we put it off to the biodiesel plants.
That's Lorenz Coates. He's operations manager at Eden Green.
I was actually a hairdresser for 20 years, and when I had my daughter, I started to pay more attention to the environment and fuel and energy needs of this country.
In addition to the oil from the Indonesian community, Eden Green was already processing oil from local restaurants, hotels, universities, and casinos. Why make such a big deal about used cooking oil? It's not just your home's plumbing that's at stake.
When it gets into the municipal sewer, it can react with other materials, particularly other flushable products, to form mass accumulations.
That's Charles Haas, the head of the Department of Civil, Architectural, and Environmental Engineering at Drexel. He's about to take this nice story about immigrants and innovation down a really gross path.
There's a word that's recently used called fatberg, which is an accumulation of grease plus wet wipes and other things that get washed down that have formed massive blockages in municipal lines.
Haas says if recycling isn't available, it's acceptable to put used oil in a sealed container and toss it in the trash. He points out that there's another environmentally friendly component to this. The used oil can be turned into a valuable commodity.
The technologies for biodiesel production from these greases are fairly well established. There are technologies out there that have been able to recover as much as 80% just on a volume basis. So for 1 gallon of of oil, you would produce 8/10 of a gallon of diesel.
This whole idea is really catching on in the Indonesian community, says Benny Crispianto. He's pastor at the Nation's Worship Center, another oil drop-off point.
On Sunday, sometimes we have 200 people, then I encourage all of them, hey guys, you know, don't throw your oil in the trash, don't throw your oil to the sink and bring it to the church and we can gather together and we can do recycling.
If this pilot works out in South Philly, there's hope other communities around the region will be inspired to start similar programs. For The Pulse, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.